gentlemen, please rise for the beginning of the Star Wars Report. You're listening to the 25th. Both start with the same letter, but you're listening to the 25th episode. We've passed the Jack Bauer edition, and now we are a quarter of a century old. Well, not quite. Not quite.
Quarter cent.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Star Wars Report podcast, your source for all the latest and greatest in the Star Wars fan community, Star Wars news, whether it's the Old Republic or the Clone Wars or the Expanded Universe. We're here to talk about it and have a grand time doing so. My name is Riley Blant, and I'm one of your co-hosts tonight. Tonight, we're going to be talking about all kinds of awesome stuff, but we'll get into that in just a second. Let's introduce our panel, returning once again. As she has for every single other of the previous 24 episodes, is my sister and also our co-host, Bethany. Welcome to the show.
Why, thank you. And actually, I was not on one episode of the Star Wars Report.
That's true. And neither there was one where I did do it by myself, and I never want to do that again.
Wasn't that the one where we had good old Pete? Our good old buddy
we lost the episode.
Back in the days,
lost two episodes in a row of the same episode.
Yeah, so then and
Riley
that was the one.
Recorded a third one by himself because the rest of us were totally sick of it.
Yeah, so I'm going alone.
Yep, that's right. So, but that's just the kind of dedication that you're going to see right here on the Star Wars Report. For those of you tuning in live, thank you so much. We're on Middle Earth Network Radio at miamiradio.us. Broadcasting live, and we got a number of people tuning in. Thank you, guys. I know it's the holiday season. And before we get into the news, guys, I'd love to talk a little bit about what we're planning to do over the next two episodes. I'm super excited. We just kind of were getting this idea to start with. And that is, I would love to do a Year in Review podcast, and that'll be next Thursday at same time, 8 p.m. Eastern. And we're just going to kind of look back over the Star Wars Report podcast and kind of take a look at what we've done as a show since, what was it, May, June that we started, after we rebranded from the Bothan Report podcast. And, you know, the amazing strides that this show has made in that short amount of time, all the various changes we've gone through that I think are definitely for the better. So I'm looking forward to that next week.
How many Bothans we sacrificed on the altar of the Star Wars Report.
Exactly, exactly. And there are a lot of them. There'll be a candlelight ceremony and everything. And not to be outdone, let me look at my calendar. Not the 29th. We're taking the 29th off, but we will be back January 5th to do our look ahead at 2012. Basically, all the podcasting we do until we die when the world ends. It's happening, folks. And so that's going to be a little sneak peek at our next couple episodes.
Yes, and with us to give an official introduction is our co-host, Mark Herlin.
Oh,
welcome
to
the show.
Whistler was over here jabbing me and stuff. He's like, hey, they're forgetting you. I'm like, no, buddy, come on. Bethany, she'll be on it. She's on it. She won't let him forget.
I apologize, Mark. That was my bad. You know, you really need no introduction. It's definitely
true.
Mr. Mark is an integral third part of the awesome three-part awesome sauce that makes up the Star Wars Report host. Coming up later in the show, we're going to be talking to Pete Morrison, who is the author of the blog lightsaberrattling.blogspot.com, and we're going to talk about how jealous we are that he has all these advanced review copies, and I kind of struggle with review copies. No, I'm serious. It's we're a little bit green for jealousy, but that's okay because he puts out some awesome book reviews that he does there, blogs about the Clone Wars, all kinds of stuff, and you folks probably know him from the almost weekly, I would say he's been remarkably faithful, but pretty much the weekly column of what's happening in the Clone Wars, the weekly roundup that he does for StarWarsReport.com, one of a number of awesome writers that we have writing content for the blog. And let me just tell you, I am not a writer. I think I've said this before. I'm bad at writing, and I don't like it. I need to get better at it. I need to practice that. But for now,
you got the gift of gab.
Well, and it's the kind of thing where with Google and people, a lot of people discover their site through great blog posts because you know those show up in Google results, and those go around our Facebook things. And a lot of people do enjoy reading and wouldn't have heard about our podcast otherwise. And so it really makes our site a much more diverse and fun site to have all this awesome written content. We'll talk to him about. The stuff he's been doing for us and over at Lightsaber Rattling, that'll be right at about 8:30 or so, maybe a little bit after we're a couple minutes late on the start. I think I'm dragging out this intro. This is one of the longest intros we've done in a while. But let's go ahead and jump straight into the news, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a lot to talk about. Mark, what have you done?
What have I done?
Some crazy guy running around Oregon.
Oh.
We'll talk about that in just a second, but let's go ahead and start with...
What have I done?
I have to pull up... I know this is going to be a pre-roll ad, which is why I'm kind of stalling. We talked a little bit... We mentioned it last week. Glee... Or actually, it was on the plate last week, but I don't know if we may have mentioned it, but Glee is doing their annual holiday special. And of course, as we know, we always like to comment on the deep philosophical ramifications that do tend to be brought up on this on the television show Glee. It's a deep thinker, folks. But why are we talking about it on the Star Wars Report? That is because I'm going to try to mute the pre-roll ad. That's because they're doing a Glee holiday special spectacular. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, a spoof, a musical spoof, mixing the Judy Garland Christmas special and the Star Wars holiday special.
Oh my!
Interesting.
So,
this will be something to see.
Yeah, this is gonna be interesting. So this is an interview with Matthew Morrison, Mr. Schuster, for you Gleeks out there. He's the teacher. Don't ask me how I know this. I did some in-depth research. He's doing an interview with Jimmy Kimmel. Talking about this Christmas special. So let's take a listen.
Like the unspoken rule.
Oh, I see. Know. Okay.
Do you know that?
Well, not really, because I'm not an actor, so I don't know what goes on. Yeah. And I wonder why people seem mad when I start bossing people around.
So that was the hardest part. But, you know, the thing is, I was just wearing a different hat. But the funniest
talking about
part
directing.
Of that was...
We don't care about directing, Matthew. Talk about
Jane
Star
Lynch, who plays Sue Sylvester.
Star Wars!
I was directing her, and I... came to give her a note, and she's like, she held it.
All right, I'm jumping into this video because this video is way longer.
Well, you have to rule with an iron fist, or they don't
Absolutely.
Have your respect.
No, no, she's
wow.
But then they get you back. Do other members of the cast direct the show?
No, I was the only one.
I'm surprised at how in depth they're going in
to
directing.
Christmas episode? I mean, it wasn't like
Here
a regular
go.
Episode.
The Christmas
it was
episode.
Like one of the biggest ones of the year. And it was cool because we're doing this really cool thing. We're doing a Christmas special within the episode of Glee.
Okay.
And it's a throwback and a tribute to the Star Wars holiday special.
Oh, yeah.
And the Judy Garland Christmas special.
Okay, I don't know that one, but I've seen the Star Wars Christmas special on YouTube.
But it was...
Are they combined?
They're combined in a way.
You wanted to make it weirder somehow?
Yes, yes. But we called up George Lucas, and he gave us... Chewbacca. Like, there's only one guy who can officially be Chewbacca.
I'm sure Matthew Morrison has George Lucas's cell phone number right now. I'm sure.
And so he lives in Northern California. They flew him in.
And you get to keep him?
No. No, but he gave...
He's living
we
in
We had
yard.
Chewbacca for the day, and it was just great, and we were all taking pictures with him.
Did Chewbacca sing?
No, he did not.
Oh, really? Well, no. That would have been something to be... No. Wow, so you got the real Chewbacca.
Yeah, it was
Is
amazing.
It the same?
Wow. So not Peter Mayhew. Don't get your hopes up, ladies and gentlemen. But it was the Lucasfilm guy who does a lot of the official Chewbacca role-playing stuff. And it just goes to show you how permeated Star Wars is in our pop culture that Glee...
Wait. It wasn't Peter Mayhew?
No. It wasn't Peter Mayhew. It was the official Lucasfilm fellow that they usually get out at these events.
But didn't they actually say that it was Peter?
No, unfortunately. And I was really hoping it was. But
oh, well, I misunderstood that interview then. I thought that he was saying that, yeah, they flew him out. I was like, only he can play Chewbacca. I'm like, yeah, until George retcons that too.
Yeah, yeah. And Well,
yeah, it was
yeah, the same Chewbacca from the movie.
No. But this is the guy who's been doing it for like 12 years.
He's the official. He's now the official Chewbacca.
He's got George Chewbacca's stamp. I think he's been
here. So there are a couple things about this story. It's very silly. Glee is not exactly something that's super deep or anything. But I do find it interesting that they're doing that, and I will buy this song if Lea Michele does a rendition of the peace song that Carrie Fisher sings. You know what I'm talking about, right?
No.
Yes,
no,
yes. My ears are still kind of healing from that special.
A mashup of a Judy Garland song.
A Life Day song?
Yeah, that's it. A mashup of a Judy Garland Christmas song and the Life Day song.
Eek!
We're totally featuring this on our year review if they play it. I think the episode's actually aired since this interview, but I haven't watched it or anything, and I don't think I will, although I'll have to look for some clips on YouTube or something to see if they actually
did that. I don't think so. I would have thought something like that would already have been out. Like, you'd have seen it on the official site or something.
Yeah. Keep an eye
popping up yet.
Yeah, keep an eye on StarWarsReport.com, where we keep tabs on this kind of in-depth and serious Star Wars news.
As we shouted out with glee.
Yeah, I'm curious. I'm going to wind up watching this somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, I watched their zombie one, and I thought that was pretty good. And then they had their the Kiss one that they had. They've had a few really good, you know, specials. I don't follow the show, but every now and again, I'll tune in and watch some of the stuff just to see what they got going on. And, you know, there's definitely some serious creative minds at work behind that show.
Huh.
Yeah. There are some pretty hilarious mashups, and so if they did it right, it could be hilarious. And it's so.
And I'll have a chance of hearing it at my work because they actually play Glee songs on the radio. I was always like, "Whoa,
really?
This is not the version of the song I know." I go back and I look on it; it's all Glee. I'm like, "What? A Glee song on the radio? I want the original."
A day of peace. Here's a confession time. I actually know how to play the Life Day song on my guitar. Actually, Bethany, if you'll do me a favor right now.
I can't believe you just admitted.
No. All right, for the live audience.
You just outed yourself. I love it.
For the live audience, Bethany, go over and grab my guitar. And it's actually on the other side of the room. Go ahead and grab that. Okay, Bethany's getting up. I've convinced her. And then I'll play it.
Hold on. Okay.
Now,
all right. Wait. Okay, my lighter's lit. Let's go.
Okay, I'm not playing it for the podcast audience. I'm playing this exclusively for the live show after we wrap up. But I will play.
I thought you were going to do it right now. I was like, it's kumbaya time.
No. I'm not going to do it right now because things would go terribly wrong. But no, I actually, if you listen to
a slight song malfunction,
exactly. If you listen to the Sarlacc Pit's last Christmas special that they did last year, I did it. I actually performed it there, and I'll tell you what, it's a little bit embarrassing. In my mind, I thought this is going to be hilarious. It's going to be great. I learned this song on the guitar.
Oh, it is.
I'm hardcore enough. I learned this song on the guitar. And it didn't quite turn out that way. I'll be honest. There's some crickets after the song was done. Oh, man.
I can't wait.
Yeah. All right. Star Wars characters help raise money for Orem Firemen. Let's go ahead and go to KLS.com in our next story. This I threw in the show notes because it hasn't really made the big news rounds. It hasn't really been picked up by any of the big sites yet. But in Salt Lake City, Star Wars fans and their comic book aficionados combine their passions and compassion together Saturday to raise money for various organizations. A Star Wars fan group helped raise money for firefighter Mike Stenzel, who suffered a stroke in November until recently in a coma, and his prognosis was unclear. A month later, Stenzel is awake and alert in rehab, and the center and is making some remarkable progress. Stenzel suffered a stroke while on duty with his team from the Fire Station 1 in Orem on November 2nd. He's rushed to surgery and was there treated. Now, here's where it kind of gets interesting. Saturday, the Fill the Boot campaign that ceased last month after complaint, it resumed on private property at Walmart stores in Linden and Orem.
Are you kidding me? Someone complained?
Yes. We'll get to that in a second. The off-duty firemen, firefighters, along with attention-grabbing the attention-grabbing Star Wars fan club, the Alpine Garrison of the 501st Legion. They actually didn't cite this 501st Legion, but I think whoever wrote this article for KLS or KSL has no idea what the 501st is. The Alpine Garrison Club, as he calls them. It's sometimes kind of cute to see how people that don't know as much about the 501st. Anyway, they helped in this fundraiser for Firefighter Mike, and those characters in Star Wars really helped attract the attention to the cause. We'll have the link in our show notes for episode 25, where you can look at some pictures of some charity work. And I always love to feature these kinds of stories, whether it's Baby Leia or whether it's Katie the Star Wars girl, these stories where the Star Wars fan community comes together.
That's right.
I mean, listen to this. Oh, I accidentally popped the tab away. All right, here we go. Stenzel's wife is expecting their first child early next year. And because of the uncertainty about the future, many people have been helping them out. But yeah, they received, let me scroll down. If you guys see it, you can pop in as well.
I don't see it yet.
They were holding it on public property, I think at a park, but basically on public property. And they were trying to raise money, the 501st and people. And they got a complaint, so they had to do it on private property, a.k.a. the corporation of Walmart hosted them. And Walmart, as far as the corporation goes, is good about those kinds of things. You know, they let the Salvation Army do fundraisers there and things like the 501st, these types of events. And so they went
now,
on.
Sorry? Was that something? Because when they do those kind of fill the boot campaigns here in my local town, they're out in the street. They're standing on the white lines, and as they come up to a red light, they're standing there, and people can give the money out.
Because
I was wondering if it was something like that, and someone complained, because that just every time I see that, it makes my heart warm knowing that, you know, people are able to feel generous and you know, I don't know. It just, for me, it's a community event, and. Yeah. It just boggles my mind that someone would just go that far to do a complaint. It shouldn't surprise me. There are just people out there, everybody out there, there's somebody that's always got to take it to that level. But yet, it always makes me want to bang my head against some wall because it's like, really? Come on. It's for a good cause.
Yeah. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. Okay, no, I'll save the singing for after the show. It's heartwarming. I do love it. And then, let's see, in an interview, although he can't talk yet, he still can't communicate, Mr. Stenzel, he did make it out to the Orem store to thank people for their concern and report. Quote, he's working on walking right now, and he's got his speech therapist and occupational therapist, so he's getting better every day, said his wife, Kelsey Stenzel. He's frustrated because it's not going fast enough, but his firefighter brothers have been at his side pushing him to get better. And so I just, hats off to not only the Star Wars fan community, but people, public servants like firemen and our police officers and these people who are in our communities every day helping keep us safe. And I can't believe that anybody would lodge a complaint. Salt Lake City, you're on the list. Whoever that is, Salt Lake City person. That's because in Grants Pass, Oregon, people are charitable and understand helping a fellow human being. There's a regular old Darth. It's not even the Empire in Salt Lake City. That's the Hutt crime lords are there. That's what's happening in there. Take that. So, yeah, they also did a number of other fundraisers for Toys for Tots and stuff. So I'll say go to the 501st.org.com. We'll put a link in the show notes, but go to the 501st site, and they'll have a link to what the local garrisons are doing this time of year. They're doing a bunch of Toys for Tots type of events, et cetera, et cetera. So support your local 501st and charities like this. I always am very... It's always a shame to see conflict in different kinds of communities and people causing conflict and stuff.
Yeah. You need to have somebody that comes in and pulls the Obi-Wan Kenobi, negotiator.
A broker of peace, so to speak, you might say. And not very long ago, in the Twitterverse and on YouTube, William Shatner went where no man had gone before, risking a civil war that pitted two fan worlds against each other. Wait for it. In a world. I'm just going to let this clip speak for itself.
First of all, Star Wars is derivative.
Derivative.
Of Star Trek.
Of Star Trek.
Derivative.
Derivative. And the ball goes into the other court, where Carrie Fisher struck back. I'm going to jump over Carrie Fisher's part. But she hit right back.
Yes, she does.
Right back at Shatner. And not
below
only did
the belt.
It didn't exactly. But it didn't stop there. William Shatner responded in a YouTube video. Carrie Fisher.
Skinny little Carrie Fisher. This isn't weight, this is muscle. I mean, look at that. That's a muscle. I don't know whether we're ready for you in a bikini.
So, yeah, and then Shatner.
I love how he flexes. It's a muscle! He's got like all, a man!
This clip doesn't show it, but he begins that to say, Carrie Fisher, what are you, 38? And so, and in jumps.
Folks, cool it down.
Cool it down.
Fellow star folks, cool it down and shut your big wormholes. Each is wonderful in its own special way. So if you don't knock it off, you'll soon start seeing images like this one on the net. What's needed today, now more than ever, is star peace. For there is an ominous mutual threat to all science fiction. It's called Twilight. And it is really, really bad.
If it didn't come through the audio, it's called
Twilight. Oh, you gotta have them
Twilight.
When he talks about them sparkling, man. That's
yeah. Oh, I'm coming to it. It doesn't stop there.
Gone is any sense of heroism, camaraderie, or epic battle. In its place, we have vampires that sparkle. And go to
sparkle.
High school.
I just want to repeat that sentence. In its place, we have vampires that sparkle, mope, and go to high school. Yes.
Now, I'm not above mixing in a little sex appeal to spice up the fantasy. But sci-fi fans, be warned. There are no great stories, characters, or profound life lessons to be had in Twilight. No. In Twilight, the only message that rings through loud and clear is, does my boyfriend like me? Let us band together to combat this mutual threat. On my part, I've written to some friends, hoping they could help us rid the world of this vampire menace. Buffy, Blade, it's up to you now. So,
I love that part right there. I think I had tears running down my cheeks at that point. I was laughing so hard. It's up to you now.
George Takei. Yes. Sulu. The broker of star peace. I love the way he says, "The no gone are the message of good and evil, and the hero's journey." And instead, you have the raging moral question of, "Does my boyfriend like me?"
Oh my goodness!
Who would have thought that George Takei, with his deep and luscious voice, could actually remotely sound like the one and only Kirsten Stewart, and he does. He pulls it off. Broker of Star Peace. Wow.
I'd like the star folks.
Yeah.
Star people.
Goodness. Yeah. The star franchises are way better than the Twilight franchise. Yeah.
Do you hear that, Star Trek report? Calm it down. I'm getting sick of the hate mail. I can like both. I don't have to pick a side.
Wow. Yeah, that's an interesting video, and it's always funny to see celebrities actually get into this Star Wars and Star Trek debate.
It is funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, goodness. I just love that video.
George Lucas is hunting for the Indiana Jones 5 MacGuffin.
MacGuffin!
That's a really fun
Not
word
to
say.
Not confused with the Kraken.
New York Magazine's Vulture blog caught up with George Lucas at the Adventures of Tintin premiere. And learned that despite earlier comments by Steven Spielberg about the movie concept being done, it's finished. George Lucas is still seeking a key plot point for the fifth Indiana Jones film. Lucas said, "But I really haven't found the MacGuffin yet." I'm sorry. I really haven't found the MacGuffin yet. And yeah, I mean, I know what it's about, but I just have to find a MacGuffin that fits into the arena we're working in.
Yeah, that makes... Okay, I looked up MacGuffin because I wasn't quite down with the lingo.
Okay.
And it's a key plot point that keeps the attention of the audience. Okay.
Okay.
You don't have that. You don't have a sequel. I'm just kind of like, this just shows you that George could just take elements and be like, well, I don't need to have the main thing everybody needs because I know how to check off the box. What all do I need? I've got my 12 points of, I got to have it in a movie for it to be awesome. Okay, I've got everything but the main plot point. I can work with this.
Man. Yeah, it's, he's still, it's not done. And of course, Spielberg had earlier said that it's done. For Indiana Jones. Are you much of an Indiana Jones kind of guy, Mark?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In fact, I'm one of the Indiana Jones guys that when the last one came out, I was okay with it. But I had friends that I worked with that were just like, oh, my God. I mean, it was like watching something in fandom just explode in the Star Wars arena. But it was Indiana Jones. And I was like, you know, looking at the guy like, whoa, because this guy doesn't geek out. But he was geeking out, like, at Mach 12. I'm like, dude, you need to calm down. And he's like, man, they're aliens. And, oh, what the heck? Why would they do that? That's not what Indiana Jones is about. Just going on. And I'm like, whoa, you reached geek, man. Welcome to the geek side, you know? Oh, it's great. But I thought it was cool for what
Raging
it was.
Nerds. Yeah.
I've just loved the whole saga. So, you know, any added Indiana action is good. And I like Shia LaBeouf. So having him come in as Mutt, I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, I'm make a confession on air. I've actually not seen any of the Indiana Jones films, believe it or not. I'm deprived there. But... it's just because there was, it's in, like now it needs to be some kind of event or something, or it's like, can it possibly, everybody says it's so great. Can it possibly be as good as everyone recommends? So send us an email.
Well,
report@gmail.com.
You definitely need to watch them together.
Okay.
Sit down and make a day of it, you know, obviously after you catch up on Firefly.
So you're saying Firefly before Indiana Jones?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
In this case, I'm going to make a rule. Joss Whedon for the win.
All right. All right. Yeah, looking forward to the Avengers movie next summer. That's going to be awesome. All right, Star Wars report. Star Wars. Okay. jumping back towards the Lucasfilm-esque news. Meanwhile, Spielberg reported to MTV that making the fifth Indiana Jones film wouldn't be made just to prove something to the audience.
When
compared to the general fan reaction that was about the most recent film, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, a lot of people felt it was a letdown. Now, I wonder, is it prequel syndrome, Mark? I wonder if it's just like the expectations were too high and it's still a good movie, or if people really do think it's really just bad.
That could be.
I mean, I know that the situation in the site Nuke the Fridge, you know, instead of Jump the Shark. And that's funny. But I don't know. I think if an 8-year-old, this is complete hearsay, but if an 8-year-old watched the newest Indiana Jones, he might have just as much fun as an 8-year-old who saw the original Indiana Jones. Just a hypothesis of mine.
My 7-year-old didn't seem to care one way or the other from one to the other. He thought they were all fun.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to take a moment to go ahead and let the people listening live know that you're listening to Middle Earth Network Radio live at radio.middleearth.com. my-earth, I'm sorry, -earth.net. And you,
man.
Yeah, exactly. I can see you've got a number of people in the chat. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It means a lot to us, especially in this busy holiday season. It's great to see folks tuning in and interacting with us in the chat. That's awesome. Next, we're going to get Pete Morrison from Lightsaber Rattling. But before we do that, I'd love to talk about a little old website called ToyHut.com. Good. Jet's Toy Hut is the ultimate Star Wars fan store. It says so right on the banner, so you know it's true. Plus, I said so, which makes it doubly true. Jet's Toy Hut spelled with two T's, is the best place to buy Star Wars action figures and collectibles. They even have a comprehensive collecting guide, which you can find on their website. Great for newer toy collectors like myself. Let's talk a little bit about a featured item. I think this week I am going to feature an item. I'm going to be all selfish.
But
what? Okay, fine.
Oh!
Fine.
Okay.
You're stepping on your toes, B. I could tell you were ready for that.
Oh, Bethany's ready. Yeah. Okay, I bow.
You mean
our featured item this week from ToyHut.com is...
A Revenge of the Sith Governor Tarkin figure. I was reminded of this, actually, because I was thinking about how much fun we had interviewing Steven Stanton and meeting him at Fan Days. But anyway, this Governor Tarkin figure is just plain Star Wars Revenge of the Sith.
Revenge of the Sith. I remember seeing that.
Yes, it's cool looking. And it is only $5.25.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen, ToyHut.com. And we'll go to our show notes for episode 25 on StarWarsReport.com. Click the link. We'll have a link right there where you can go to Jet's Toy Hut, and they'll know where you came from, and you'll be supporting this show, which is awesome because we like all kinds of support, whether it be monetary like Jet's Toy Hut has been. They've been sponsoring us through all kinds of convention coverage, helping us out there, and we've had a great relationship with those guys. Bob Breedlove and his crew are awesome. I say it pretty much every week, and it needs to be said every week because they are awesome. Quick thing, if you want to just give them a quick call, you're listening to us in the car, you don't have internet access, but you've got to buy the Tarkin figure now! Give them a call, 877-634-9123. And that's where you can reach them. I'll tell you what, that Revenge of the Sith packaging is kind of emotional to me. Not emotional, but it's there's a certain value to it because when I was... How old would I have been? 13, 14 when episode 3 was coming out. Maybe I'm trying to remember. I shouldn't do math on air. I remember those were the pegs that were always swinging on the pegs over at Walmart when my mom would be shopping, and I would go through and read the backs of all of those action figures to learn about all the plot points I could.
I remember that.
Yeah. I was like, Who on earth is Dexter Jetster? This guy's awesome. Little did I know that.
Look, I found all these details on the back.
Exactly. So, yeah, there it is. Once again, ToyHut.com, ToyHut with two T's. Thank you guys so much for supporting us. Let me go ahead and bring into the conversation Mr. Pete Morrison. If I can, let's see if I can add him to the call. Where is he? There he is. Oh.
Beam him into the chat.
Ring, ring.
You know that the Sarlacc Pit is recording their Christmas episode today.
Yeah, I think right now.
They are, actually.
Yeah, that's funny.
They've actually got Carl and Jason of the Wampa's Lair on there, too, tonight. So.
Really? That's funny. That's funny. Pete Morrison, are you with us? Oh, come on, Pete.
I think you scared him away.
Yes, let's talk...
Do not, there is no try!
I am here.
There he is.
Woo!
You scared me there, Pete.
It's working! It's working!
Once again, Pete is the author of the weekly Clone Wars Roundup articles that go up on StarWarsReport.com, and also the author of LightsaberRattling.blogspot.com, an excellent Star Wars blog that we will link to in the show notes. Would you put a note there for me, Bethany? I'll forget it.
Yes, I will.
And it's definitely a place that you guys should be going regularly. Subscribe to it in all of your various RSS readers and all that kind of awesome stuff. Things and stuff and stuff and things. Pete, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, lady and gentlemen. You were far too kind, Riley.
Oh, no. There's no such... I couldn't
he's
be
not.
Too kind. No.
Trust me, he's not.
Once we meet at Celebration, you'll know. What a real jerk I am.
I still got to finagle my way down to Celebration 6.
Oh, you're coming. You're coming.
You and I both. We're finding ways to shovel ourselves into boxes and ship ourselves there.
UPS,
what's
FedEx.
That is, Mark, I think you've actually considered that.
Oh, my goodness.
Pete, it's great to talk to you, man. I've heard you on some other podcasts. You've been making some rounds, making all kinds of appearances, talking about all kinds of awesome Star Wars stuff. But I'll just start with the first question. What is lightsaber rattling? How'd you start? And what are some future plans you're doing with it? And that's not one question. I just realized that's three questions. But that's just how I roll.
Tag, you're it.
Well, thank you for letting me come on, guys.
Sure
lightsaber
thing.
Rattling is basically, it's just a blog, not to undersell it or anything, but I do a lot of review of content, some news, but mostly analysis, review, just taking a look at what's going on in the expanded universe. My main focus is going to be on the books and like any short stories that come out, as well as on television. Hopefully, if they get the live action series going, I'm going to do a lot of coverage of that, but right now, doing a lot of Clone Wars coverage. And it started in 2010 in the summer. Basically, I was just looking for a way to express my fandom. I'd been posting on, you know, the Star Wars message boards, and I don't have that many friends around me that are as big of Star Wars nerds as, well, you guys are, or I am.
Yeah.
So I was kind of just looking for a way to express my fandom, and just, you know, I enjoy writing. And I did some writing when I was in college, and I wanted to get back into writing a little bit and just find a way to express myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and coming up, we got a review that should come out about a week before the new Darth Plagueis novel.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler free, and I'll go into some of the awesomeness that is that book.
Oh, nice.
I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous. Mark, I'm jealous. Not just you, Mark had the advanced review copy. You're reviewing it for eCantina, right, Mark?
That is correct. I look forward to at some point to try to get Peter onto the new Star Wars Beyond the films to talk about Darth Plagueis, because, it's a great read.
Airing in January on StarWarsReport.com. Nice little plug there. Yeah, and and I always love keeping up. I've gotten kind of lazy, Pete, reading your Clone Wars roundups where I don't really try to keep up with the news. I'm like, Pete's going to have the roundup anyway. So I
So. Yeah, I've been fairly consistent doing that. There's been some stuff happening at home that I haven't been able to do it quite as often as I'd like to. But we should have another one coming out later this week. There's not a lot of news going on right now because of the little break the Clone Wars is taking.
Yeah.
But we will have a little bit of an update on when they're coming back and possibly some rumblings about what may be coming up on the Clone Wars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know Insider released that list of the episodes coming out. Is that in our show notes? It should be.
I have no idea.
Bethany, could I...
Outlook, not so good.
Bethany, could I task you real quick? not that we should do this live or anything like that, but there's this awesome blog, Lightsaber Rattling.
I have it up already.
That often posts these kinds of things.
I have it up already.
Oh, on Lightsaber Rattling? .blogspot.com?
Yes.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. Shameless plug. I have it up right now.
Let's talk about it, because Pete... Well, actually, let me ask you this question first. I know you're actually someone who's I would consider a passionate fan, a person who's very interested in not just the expanded universe, specifically the books. I know you love those, Darth Plagueis, for example, coming out. But you love talking about the films, and you also are a big fan of the Clone Wars.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you, that sometimes seems rare, quite frankly. Usually people kind of lean one way or the other, and people who like the expanded universe don't like the Clone Wars so much. I don't think it's any secret, so I don't mind outing her. We were talking to Tracy Duncan from Club Jade at Dragon Con this past year, and she was talking about, you know, what she preferred in Star Wars, and it was kind of cool to actually have an in-person conversation with her. And she was talking about ways she didn't really care about the Clone Wars in its current incarnation. It wasn't really her thing. She was interested in Luke Skywalker's stories past Return of the Jedi, and that was the kind of thing that she was interested in, among other things. I don't want to speak for her too much, but that does seem to often be the case, where, you know, you really do just like one thing much, much more than another. Is there something you prefer, or do you consider yourself a pretty big fan of all of them, and why? And again, I just asked you three questions.
That's all right. Well, I kind of consider myself a Star Wars junkie.
Okay.
So, and the way I look at it, you know, you've got the films, you've got the expanded universe, but it's one large tapestry. It's one large, basically, quilt. And every little story that comes out, every character, every episode of a show, every little side story comes out, just adds to that quilt, adds to that tapestry, and it deepens the overall story. Now, there are going to be conflicts because you have different authors working at different times and there's continuity issues that come up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I take all that with a grain of salt and just try to embrace the story as a whole. And I just enjoy the whole universe that's created, and I try to get too hung up on the little stuff or the annoying things. So I will say that I do limit some of my fandom.
Okay.
I don't really read the comics.
Mm-hmm.
I get some of the trade paperbacks and I catch up on them that way, but I tend to find that I don't enjoy the comics as much because I read through them so quickly that it just leaves me wanting the rest of the story, and I get frustrated that way.
Oh, yeah, I can hear that.
And then I also I don't do too much collecting, so I sort of limited my fandom in a way, but I enjoy just about all of the stories that come out.
So, Pete, how did you become a Star Wars fan?
Ooh, good question, Bethany. I got to tell you, the past is a little foggy with me. I'm getting a little up there in age. But there's two sort of significant events that I remember when I was a kid. One was going to Costco and we purchased the old box set of the original trilogy and theatrical editions. And the other was I had a cousin who gave me a hand-me-down set of action figures. They also came with the Darth Vader carrying case for the action figures, which was pretty sweet. And those sort of the action figures and the movies sort of ignited my love of Star Wars. From there, my mom tried to get me into reading a little more, so she picked up Timothy Zahn's Heir to the Empire for me when that came out, and well, the rest, as they say, is history.
Mm. Nice. It's always neat to hear the origin story side of things, and that's always a lot of fun. And it seems like you're definitely doing a lot of awesome work over at Lightsaber Rattling, Pete. Are there any projects or anything that you're currently working on that you'd like to plug or anything before we head out?
Well, there. Two things, tying in again with Darth Plagueis, I'm going to have a little special thing that I'm going to do that's going to have some spoilers and some detailed information after the book comes out.
Okay.
But I'll keep that one under wraps, so, you know, we'll see how it goes.
So where can people go to keep tabs with this super secret project?
No tabs. I will give some updates on most likely Facebook.
Okay.
You can go to Facebook and just type in Lightsaber Rattling, and I'll take you right to our Facebook page. Besides that, you can also check up on me on Twitter. Pete Morrison, LR, is the @. You can find me on at Twitter. But in addition to that, I'm expanding the site a little bit. I'm going to give a detailed diary entry as I build a new computer.
Cool.
I'm sort of a novice in terms of technology, so it's going to be a kind of an adventure as I try to build a computer from scratch here.
That's awesome. So, but what I want you to do is say, "I try it." Turn it off!
Turn it off!
Oh, goodness. So do you think as you begin building this computer and keep writing your Star Wars and all that sort of stuff, where do you see your site going? Do you think it'll become sort of a more than Star Wars, or a Star Wars in the life of Pete, or a Star Wars in all things geek site? Are you going to try and
Star
stick
Wars
it?
And keeping up with the Morrisons?
That's kind of frightening, actually. I don't know about that. I don't think anybody would want to read that either. That could get a little monotonous. But I would like to expand some content out besides Star Wars, just because I have a variety of interests.
Yeah.
But I'm always going to keep the main focus of the site, Star Wars. And I want to move more towards analysis and review instead of like news and sort of stuff like that.
Yeah.
Kind of my goal, just to move more into the review area and just sort of take a more critical look at things.
Yeah, and that's really where it's at. As they say, content is king, and there are plenty of sites out there who keep up with all the news up to the minute. And that's something that we haven't really done at Star Wars Report, you know, with your weekly Clone Wars roundup, and then with Aaron Goins writing his awesome articles. He's been doing some top 10 lists that are always really fun to go through, read, and of course critique with the audacity that he didn't add your favorite character or something like that. as always happens with that kind of thing. So it's always great to have that kind of content, and that's what I really enjoy doing. And it's a changing time on the internet these days. It's a lot of I just heard about this really cool, you know, speaking of technology, I heard about this really cool app that you can get for your Kindle where you can just like tag these various articles that you're interested in, and it automatically takes the web page, reformats that to text only, and then sends that text in a PDF file, I believe it's a PDF file, to your Kindle. And that way you can, when you're going to bed at the evening, you can have your evening reading on your Kindle in the comfort of your own recliner, so to speak, and not be hunched over your laptop or computer when you're reading articles like that. And I think that's really cool. And I think that's only going to make things for bloggers like you better.
And for reviews, because like my Kindle, I've been getting to the point where I'm getting my hardcovers on Kindle. But when I got the ARC for Darth Plagueis for EU Cantina, I was like, oh, you know, it's nice to have a physical book again. But I tell you, I dog-eared the heck out of that book. And I don't dog-ear books, okay? I don't. But I've gotten to a point where I was, like, so used to my Kindle and typing in every five sentences. Oh, this was cool. Oh, here's a reference to that book. Oh, here's that. That I was like, okay, I can't let this stuff. I mean, there was just so much stuff happening in that book that I was like, okay, I got to come back to this page. And next thing you know, I'm looking at it, and we're talking almost every corner was dog-eared. My wife's like, what did you do to your book? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to have to get these ARCs on the Kindle. I mean, I just can't do this. Oh, it was crazy. But, I'm loving the leaps in technology and the way that they're able to just take and run with it. I mean, when my wife got her Kindle, there wasn't much you could do on it. Now with the Kindle Fire, it's like having its own computer.
Yeah,
definitely.
It's crazy.
Great, because the more we can get people reading, the better.
Definitely. And see, I'm guilty of that, that's Pete, right, where I'm not the best reader or writer for that matter. That's why I'm sitting here in front of a microphone. But to be honest, that's something that I am working on, to be able to read more, not just Star Wars, but other things. And that's something that I think anyone should focus on, because the more you read and the more diverse opinions of other people that can be eloquently communicated in a well thought out format that is a book, not a blog post, not a tweet, not a Facebook post, but a book to that extent that people have put a lot of time and care into. It makes a big difference as to the type of content. And speaking of being determined to read things, I'm often not current. I'm guilty of this, not current on the latest Expanded Universe releases. And it's not even that I'm not excited about many of them, but I often just don't make the time to get through reading it to where it always, I'll probably make it worse than it actually is by thinking, well, I don't want to start it yet.
Life comes
pages
at you fast, they say.
Yeah, but I'm determined. Plagueis, I've heard so many great things about, from you, Pete, from you, Mark, and from all these other people who had the advanced reviews copy. Curse you all! seriously, I'm saying it on air right now. I would really like to get this book, read it, and do a roundtable discussion on it. This Plagueis seems like it's the kind of book that really delves into the canon of Star Wars and gets into the background and motivations of many of our favorite characters.
I will say this, Riley,
mm-hmm,
that there is definitely, between Darth Plagueis and the Clone Wars Season 4, by the time both have come out, there are going to be multiple topics from the two that I would love to just explore.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot going on, man.
You may need a couple roundtables.
I know, I was going to say.
Yes.
And that's the thing, where we do this weekly live show, and we do try to cover all the latest news, but there's always more news than can be covered. You know, it tends to be that way. And I wouldn't be at all opposed to the idea of doing, you know, different kinds of special episodes that don't focus on the news, but really get into the meat of some of these Star Wars releases that are coming out. And it's like we started recently, Pete, just talking about the Clone Wars a little bit at the end of each show, because are we going to do a whole big, yet another huge Clone Wars podcast? No. Well, at least not yet. But it is fun to talk about and get into the depth of these grand stories.
Definitely. I think once the Season 4 finale kicks off, we're going to really want to sort of talk about where they went with Darth Maul and what's going on.
Yeah.
Lord Maul.
But, you know, we're just going to have to hijack Star Wars Beyond the Films for just a little while.
Yeah, I know. Star Wars Beyond the Films, of course, you guys will be doing all kinds of stuff like that. I can't wait to be listening to you. you and Nathan go at it starting in January. We'll keep you guys updated. Man, Pete Morrison.
I know. I'm already excited. Oh,
yeah, definitely. Pete Morrison, an absolute pleasure to talk to you. We'll get you back on the show, but I'd like to publicly thank you so much for the contributions you do to the StarWarsReport.com site and as part of our team working with our staff. It's awesome. Hopefully you'll be able to make it to Celebration. We'll be able to shake hands in person with both you and Mark. Looking forward to that time.
And definitely, let me just say thank you for having me on, guys, and a Merry Christmas to everyone out there listening.
Sure thing. Thank you so much. Our pleasure. Our pleasure, as always. And all right, Pete Morrison, once again, the website, lightsaberrattling.blogspot.com. That's where you want to go. Ladies and gentlemen, awesome guy. And we've been doing these series of interviewing different Star Wars bloggers and fans and personalities of various kinds. Some of them are on our staff, some of them aren't. And I just always enjoy these conversations that we can have with people. How are we doing on time? We got time to briefly talk about one more story. And Mark, I think you know which one I want to talk about.
Oh, is Oregon at it again?
Oregon's at it once again. Here, right?
And you'll notice it's also someone from Hillsboro.
Now, how far is Hillsboro from Grants Pass? Let me just ask.
That's the other end of the state.
Okay. So it's not right in your name, but I'm still suspicious. And here we go. This is straight from Club Jade. Jedi wannabe terrorizes Oregon Toys R Us.
Hold on. Wait. We got to stop here. Okay. I've read this article 3 times.
All right.
And everybody says a Jedi. Okay. I have not seen one time here the color of this lightsaber this guy was using. This guy could just as easily have been a Sith. Why are we bad-mouthing the Jedi? This is not the Jedi way.
Yeah.
If anything, this would have been a Sith. And yet, everybody keeps calling him a Jedi. Where is the proof? Where is the video? Where is the smoking lightsaber?
I like this.
I'm already,
okay.
All right. Anyway, apparently this gentleman.
The Jedi are being underrepresented here. Come on.
This gentleman was apparently not devoid of skill. Officers tried to arrest the man, but he kept swinging the lightsaber at them. Simpson said.
I like how he was able to use the Force to disable the taser though.
Yeah.
Both times with the saber and just with the Force. I'm that bad.
Yeah. Here it goes. Yeah, one officer tried to use his taser on the suspect, but the device didn't work. We got a slight weapons malfunction. And then another officer used his taser and made contact, but the man knocked one of the wires away with his lightsaber.
Yeah.
Lightsaber chop!
Apparently, the officers finally arrested the man after grabbing him and pinning him to the ground. The suspect, identified only as a 33-year-old Hillsboro man, was treated by medics.
There is no death! There is the Force!
Oh, goodness.
Wow. So, yeah, he was taken to the hospital for mental evaluation. No. I don't believe it.
He was treated by medics at the scene, too.
I need a medic! For over 1,000 generations, the Jedi Knights have been terrorizing Toys R Us in Oregon and other states. Oh, my.
You know what I'm saying? They sell Sith lightsabers. How do we know? The Jedi are getting a bad rap here. I mean, you know, you don't naturally think the Jedi would do this. It's not the Jedi way.
Definitely. Wow.
I'm shook up by this. And an Oregonian close to my own age.
How could it be? Scary. How could it be?
What have I done?
Ladies and gentlemen, that puts this episode of the Star Wars Report in the books. That's a wrap. Cut. Final scene. And done. We're done. No more Star Wars Report ever.
I would like to ask one favor of you guys in the chat. If you could go on Twitter and thank Toy Hut, I'll put it here in the chat, and thank
Toy Hut
for sponsoring the Star Wars Report. That would be great, and I'll put it
and
in the chat.
And you listeners,
yeah, so and thank you. Yeah, not just that, but we don't thank the listeners enough. When you guys give us reviews, contact us, get into contact. And let me. I almost forgot. I would be remiss if I didn't, let's see, give a quick plug to a guy who actually emailed us not just the other day, and we always try to read our emails. And so I wouldn't be I would be remiss if I didn't actually give him a quick plug. Of course, this is from my own private Alderaan podcast. This is actually he's emailing Bethany, and this is just mid conversation that you guys would. But I want to read this quick excerpt from this gentleman here. Harrison is his name, at my own private Alderaan. You guys can check it out. He's got his own podcast. Sounds like he's just getting started and getting off to a good start. But he says, Bethany, you're right about the great community of Star Wars fans. I missed the bus the other day, and a man pulled over and gave me a ride just because of my Star Wars tote bag.
Nice.
He said he'd been in love with the saga since going to the theater in 1977. Isn't it just amazing how the love we have for these films can inspire us to reach out to our fellow man with a hand of friendship? Have a good one, Harrison. And again, that's my own private Alderaan. You can check him out. Wow, thank you, guys. Thank you so much for the email, Harrison, and we appreciate it. And you know, the story of the firemen at the beginning of this episode just goes to show what Star Wars fans do for each other, and that's just awesome, yeah. Awesome sauce.
And I love the title there, Harrison. But I must say, if the Empire shows up in a big metal constructed moon, you might want to get out of Alderaan.
Yeah, you might want to head out of Dodge, so to speak, out of Alderaan. Alderaan is like the Dodge, isn't it? If you want to contact us, like Harrison did from my own private Alderaan, give a plug to your blog, talk about what you're talking about, respond to us here on the show. That's StarWarsReport@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. That's Star Wars Report. You can Facebook.com/StarWarsReport and Twitter.com/StarWarsReport @StarWarsReport. And man, I'm getting really tired of talking this fast. And more importantly, send us some reviews on iTunes. We just had one from The Chadlack. And I don't have it in front of me, but he did a great, he was very complimentorial. And it was very awesome of him to leave us a review. So you can also go to StarWarsReport.com to catch all of these episodes and all the awesome written content like the Clone Wars Weekly Roundtable with Pete Morrison. Once again, thank you, Pete, for coming on the show. We really do appreciate it, as always. And that's going to pretty much wrap up this episode. Anything I'm forgetting, Bethany?
No, do we want to stick around for a minute after the show and
yeah, listen? I think
a
so.
Whole 4 minutes.
Let's do it.
Left.
Let's do it. And remember, many Bothans died to bring you this broadcast.